sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJN. Sports is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
And in sports here this morning, on Friday night, several former Hawkeye football players took to social media to tell their experiences with perceived racism within the Iowa football program. It started with former Iowa and current Chicago Bears offensive lineman James Daniels tweeting about racial disparities within the program. He said there are too many racial disparities in the Iowa football program. Black players have been treated unfairly for far too long. Several former players liked or retweeted the status, including former defensive tackle Carl Davis, running back Akram Wadley, and current Green Bay Packer defensive back Josh Jackson. Former Iowa wide receiver Tavon Smith replied to Daniel's tweet by saying, quote, "A lot of my brothers dealt with issues, and I'm glad someone is speaking on it now." Former Iowa running back Marcel Jolly thanked Daniels for having the courage to speak on the issues and also shared some of his experiences as well. And a number of other players then spoke out and wrote that they believed there were things that were unjustified within the program. Former Iowa linebacker Aaron Menz wrote a detailed note. He said, "As a proud Iowa Hawkeye, I would love to help initiate the change in the program. There are copious examples of team rules disguised as, quote, culture that may or may not be intentionally oppressive in nature. That's part of what makes it hard to be a black player at Iowa. As we know, freedom of expression is very important to the growth and development of young men. Growth and development are ideals that Iowa prides itself upon." He said every good organization has rules that help them to be successful, which is to be expected. However, there comes a point where at a public university, there needs to be a line drawn to allow people from all walks of life to grow in their manner. He said, "I could list numerous examples. However, this is not intended to defame the University of Iowa, but instead to promote change to better serve current and future players. I don't think this can be done in a few tweets. It's unfortunate, but I believe many players of all colors don't have the opportunity to speak nor feel welcome back to speak about it due to the fact why are still playing or left early and will be pegged as disgruntled." About 90 minutes after Daniel's initial tweet was sent, Iowa head coach Kirk Ferentz released a statement saying, "I am saddened to hear these comments from some of our former players. While I wish they had reached out to us directly, I'm thankful that these players decided to share their experiences now. As I said earlier this week, the best way to affect change is by listening. I have started reaching out to them on an individual basis to hear their stories firsthand. Making change that matters involves an open dialogue and possibly some tough conversations. I'm glad to have the opportunity to do just that. As a staff and as leaders, we will listen and take to heart the messages we hear," end quote. In other news related to the Iowa program, senior defensive end Chauncey Golston is the leader of the Iowa defensive line that lost three starters from a year ago. Golston posted 9.5 tackles for a loss last season, including 3 sacks for a Hawkeye team that finished at 10-3.
When you get here, it's all about growing up and, like, leaders creating other leaders. So, like, the guys that came before me, that's all they were trying to do. Like way back when I first got here, like Jaleel, and then down the line with the Parker Hesseys and Anthony Nelsons, and then like me taking a bigger role last year, like with Austin Schulte and AJ Appanessa. So I feel like I'm ready for the added load, I guess.
Golston says the important thing is to lead by example.
No matter what you say, if it isn't action behind it, then it's just an empty statement. And like, so it's little things that, like, it's kind of hard to talk about, but, like, I feel like they've been, like, instilled in you.
Veteran players return to campus for voluntary workouts beginning on Monday there for the Hawkeyes. Also in other sporting notes in college football, Clemson wide receiver Justin Ross had surgery on Friday for a congenital fusion in his spine that will keep him off the field this upcoming season. Ross was being monitored for a shoulder injury suffered in March, but head coach Dabo Swinney said x-rays revealed that two vertebrae in his spine were fused and he had a bulging disc. Ross had a team-high 66 receptions last season for 865 yards and 8 touchdowns. The University of Kansas announced it has reached a settlement with David Beatty. The former football coach had filed a lawsuit against the school, alleging athletic department officials were trying to circumvent terms of his contract. The school agreed to pay $2.55 million to end all litigation and disputes. The two sides had been in a legal battle since shortly after Kansas fired Beatty near the end of the 2018 season. His contract called for a $3 million buyout, but the school refused to pay after discovering potential NCAA infractions during routine end-of-season interviews with Beatty's coaching staff. The Oklahoma State men's basketball team has been hit by numerous penalties by the NCAA Infractions Committee, making it the first school to be punished following the federal corruption investigation into the sport. Penalties include a one-year postseason ban for the team for next season. The ruling includes 3 years of probation, a $10,000 fine, and a reduction in basketball scholarships for the program. The punishment comes the day former Oklahoma State assistant men's basketball coach Lamont Evans was found by the Infractions Committee to have violated ethical conduct rules by accepting up to $22,000 in bribes from financial advisors. Schools like Kansas, North Carolina State, Louisville, South Carolina, and Southern Cal were investigated for corruption. Oklahoma State issued plans to appeal, saying it was stunned by the severity of the penalties and strongly disagrees with them. Texas State has ordered an investigation into a former basketball player's allegations of racist remarks by Coach Denny Casper. Athletic Director Larry Tease called the allegations deeply troubling and said the investigation would be handled through the school's Office of Equal Opportunity and Title IX. Former Bobcats point guard Jalen Sheed posted the allegations on Twitter late Thursday, accusing Casper of singling out black players with racist taunts and threatening to have a foreign player deported. Sheed transferred to Washington State before last season. The fans return to Knoxville Raceway tomorrow night, and race director John McCoy says their plan is to fill the grandstand to about 35% to allow for social distancing. The track hosted a World of Outlaws event a few weeks ago without fans.
We've got 13,000, approximately, the hair under 13,000 seats on the front stretch, and we think we can get up to about 4,000 people in there and maintain group and individual distancing. If not, we'll open the back stretch.
McCoy says, once again, they could seat about 4,000 fans on that front stretch to safely social distance.
We think we want to keep people on the front stretch, and that's where most of them want to sit. So if we trip that number, which I'm not worried about that, tell you the truth, this weekend, but World Outlaw Show, we could possibly do it. So we are ready to go. It's just have to keep track of that sales count.
McCoy says their limit in the pits will be 75 cars.
We have had a practice night last night, and I went around and talked to the teams, how they felt about the distancing, and everybody was fine with it. They felt just as good as they would at any greater number. So we've got a big infield, and we got a room to put a lot of cars. But that is our maximum without pitting outside, and we're going to try to avoid that if we can.
In some national news, Major League players and owners continue to fire salvos instead of fastballs. Players accuse teams of depriving America of baseball games as part of a money fight created by the pandemic. They raised the possibility that Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred might push ahead with a shortened season over the union's objection. Union Chief Negotiator Bruce Meyer has sent a letter to Deputy Commissioner Dan Hallam threatening that an attempt to play without an agreement could lead players to block any attempt to expand the playoffs and deny consent to neutral site games in the postseason. Major League Baseball made its initial economic proposal on May 26, offering an 82-game regular season schedule and a sliding scale of cuts beyond the prorated shares of salaries the sides agreed to on March 26. Players responded on Sunday with a 114-game regular season schedule running through October and no additional cuts. Management quickly rejected the union plan and said it would not offer a counterproposal given the insistence of players' desire for a longer season that would spill into November. Among Major League Baseball's objection concerns for November baseball is that it could be canceled by a second wave of COVID-19. That's a look at some of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, is brought to you here this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.
Warm weather means that lawnmowers, tractors, and construction